Hi everybody, welcome back to Grey Area. I am Katie Knight and today we have Jaden Thompson joining us. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? You good?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Just in Manchester right now, at home.
Do you live in Manchester then?
I do, yeah. I do.
But you're not from Manchester, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I moved here about just over a year ago now. So I've got family up here. And yeah, it's just, I was in London before that at uni. And it just kind of made sense to move up here for me. So yeah.
What did you study at uni?
I did music production, sound engineering.
Do you prefer life in Manchester or down in London?
It's a bit of both, really. I feel like in terms of living, I prefer Manchester. It's a bit easier and it's not as hectic. There's not so much going on, which can be a bad thing sometimes, you know, in the week.
Yeah.
When you're trying to focus.
Yeah.
But in terms of just going out and events, obviously London for sure.
Yeah. So we like to start from the beginning here on Grey Area and just kind of learn a little bit more about how it all began for you. So I'd love to know where your love for music came from. How did it all start for you?
Yeah, so I'd always been interested in music since I was very young. And that sort of just came from listening to all sorts of soul music, funk, R&B, hip hop. And then, yeah, I slowly became interested in making music also. So, yeah, I had like a game on my little PlayStation portable, which I was like making beats, kind of like putting together loops on and trying to make hip hop, R&B. And then slowly got more into house and through YouTube, Boiler Room, that sort of stuff, seeing that on Boiler Room. And then wanting to, you know, and just sort of getting more involved in house music, and then I started trying to make house music, and then yeah, that's slowly how it occurred.
So it wasn't because you were like attending events, because you're really young, aren't you? How old are you?
I'm 23 now.
You're 23, so... but you've done so much for 23.
Thank you. I mean, when I started, yeah, I was a lot younger, about 11, 12, 13. So of course, was too young to even get into a club at that age, and for a long time as well, you know.
Yeah.
So it was more like my introduction to the house music in general, and the scene was through YouTube, live streams, even like Be At TV when that was still about so much. And yeah, just watching like parties online, really.
What was the first dance music event that you went to?
So yeah, the first one was Warehouse Project. I think it was in Manchester. Yeah, that was a few years ago. I went there when it was at Store Street to see the Martinez Brothers and Seth Trotsler. So yeah.
How old were you?
I think I was about 17 or 16 at the time.
Wow. I actually read an interview. I don't know if this is the same time as what you're talking about now, where Seth said that he met you at a club. Were you with your parents?
Yeah.
And you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was at Circle Loco, DC 10. He was also with his parents that night. He just finished playing. And then, yeah, it's kind of like we all met at the same time. My parents, his parents as well. So yeah, it was a really, really nice
introduction
time, you know.
Oh, that's
introduction for sure.
So that first time that you went to Warehouse Project to see the Martinez Brothers and Seth play, you obviously didn't know them personally.
I don't think I'd met them before. I think that was the first time that I got to meet them. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Are your parents into dance music as well then, if they're into DC 10
with you?
No,
they weren't before. But yeah, they are more into it now because of me, I guess.
Do they go to a lot of gigs with you?
They've been to one or two, but not regularly.
Oh. So you slowly got into house music and producing house music. Where was your first ever gig that you played?
I think that the first proper gig was Newcastle. Which is quite odd because I'm not, that was my first time I've been to Newcastle, but yeah, that was the first booking I got, I think, either Newcastle or Nottingham, one of the two. But before that, I'd played in like bars and like little restaurants, one in Ibiza as well, actually.
Oh yeah? Which one?
So yeah, it's called Bayba in San Antonio.
Ah,
I'm
yeah,
sure
I
if you've
know
heard of it.
Bayba. Nice.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I played there one time, and yeah, so I'd gone to Ibiza with my family a couple times, just on holiday. So yeah, I really got to see like what the scene was like, you know.
And how did you learn to produce music? Was it something that you taught by your that you self you were self-taught, or did you have somebody that was helping you out?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. At the start, it was a lot of watching YouTube tutorials, learning that way, so kind of self-taught. And also a family relative, also my dad's cousin, he taught me how to use the software to make music and basically just build beats from the ground up, you know. Just yeah, so that was super helpful for me in my career early on.
Did you start DJing first or producing first?
Producing first, yeah. I didn't really get into DJing until maybe 16, 17. But yeah, it was at the start, it was more about producing for me. That was what interested me first.
So at first you weren't even that interested in the DJing side. It was just more making music.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And then so you start making house music, you start getting a few gigs in. And then, am I right in saying that you became a resident at Fabric at the age of 20?
That's correct. Yeah. So it was around the time when they were looking for new residents for their forms night, and that was the Friday night of the week. And yeah, Ellis, who's actually now one of my managers, Ellis Riley Coles, is he works for Fabric, and yeah, he approached me about becoming a resident, and this was actually before he started managing me. So yeah, it was like such an amazing honor, you know, and I was very shocked as well to get it at that such early on in my career. But yeah,
You must be like one
that's
of the
really,
youngest Fabric residents ever.
I believe so. Maybe not, maybe one of the youngest. Yeah, for sure.
That's
Yeah.
incredible. What do you think you learned the most from that residency? What has it taught you?
Yeah, so it's definitely taught me how to create a vibe in the room and hold that vibe, because I feel like creating the vibe is one thing, but actually maintaining it and keeping it going for, you know, keeping the crowd entertained for hours is another thing, especially when you only play like an hour and a half, 2 hour sets, which is what I was used to. But then I did get the opportunity to play a 9 hour set actually last year. Around this time last year with Seth Troxler. So we played back to back for 9 hours in room two.
Wow.
And yeah, it was incredible. It's one of my favorite nights.
I can imagine. 9 hours, that's such a long time as
Yeah.
well. Seth is so
Yeah, it
much
is.
fun, though.
He is, yeah. He's great to play alongside, and you know, he's like a mentor and a friend to me as well. So
How did your
yeah.
relationship with Seth start? I know you said that you guys met at DC10 with your parents and his parents, but how did like all the collaborations come about and this journey that you guys are on together?
Yeah, I mean, he's just been very supportive of me and my career, and you know, I feel like yeah, he's just very much trying to help push forward the young dance music scene, especially not just myself, with other artists. I see that, and yeah, it's just been very supportive.
What does your day-to-day like look like at the moment? Do you have like a daily routine, or are you in the studio every day, or you're on the road? Like, what would a normal day look like for you?
Yeah. So when I'm not touring, or I'm not, you know, especially like weekends, during the week, making music mostly. I don't really. It's not like every day, like wake up 9 a.m. and make
Yeah.
music. It's like when I feel like I'm in the mood for it. But lately, I've been doing more collaborations, actually working with some singers. So it's been more trips to London for studio, actually.
Nice.
So yeah.
If you could choose three of your biggest career highlights so far, which ones would they be?
Yeah, so firstly, it would be starting my own label. That was, you know, sort of something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and was sort of debating it for a while whether it's the right time to start it, and I just thought, you know, there's never really a wrong time to start it. So yeah, I just thought I'll start it now, and then I'll just build it and build it, and you know, that's how everything really comes to life, really.
Yeah, how was the process,
So
or how was the process of starting your own label? Was it something that you were thinking about for a really long time, or was it something that came around easy? How did you find setting up the whole thing?
yeah, I mean, in terms of like structuring it, obviously I had help with that, and like the name and the logo and everything, I was sort of my ideas that I'd been thinking of for a while. And yeah, it's just right now it's mainly an outlet for releasing my own music, but I will plan to release music of other people's in the future,
Nice.
other artists that I really admire. So yeah.
Nice. Okay, highlight number two.
Highlight number two was definitely playing Circo Loco DC10 last year. Yeah, that's always has been one of my favorite parties that I've been to. And yeah, it was just very surreal to finally be able to play there
It's
on the terrace as well.
on the terrace. Oh, I love
Yeah.
DC10 Terrace. It's my favorite.
Yeah, mine too. Mine
Okay,
too.
number three.
Number three was my first US tour in October last year. Finally being able to play there. It's been like, you know, it felt like so long. And yeah, just get overseas and be able to play there was such a big thing for me. You know, you finally, when you go on the flight for the first time to go and play in America, it's like, you know, it's a big thing.
Sorry.
So yeah.
You are actually playing back in the States in New York on the 11th of March as your first headline performance at the Roof at Superior Ingredients. Tell us how you're feeling about that. We're very excited to have you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be back in New York. It's not the first time I played there, but it's my first headline show. So yeah, I haven't. I think it used to be Output, right?
I think
But
I'm not too sure.
yeah, I think it used to be called Output Superior Ingredients. So yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about the club. I've not seen it since it's rebranded. But yeah, I'm really excited to be able to play there again in New York. And I do love the vibe there. New York's one of my favorite cities in the States as well. You know, so yeah, looking forward to it.
What did you like the most about playing around the States when you were there in October? And do you have any
Yeah, just
highlight moments that you could share with us?
highlight moments was one of them was playing Chicago at Spy Bar, especially because like Chicago is very, you know, it is very instrumental in the rise of house music. You know, it's kind of where it came from, really. And yeah, just playing there. Spy Bar is an amazing club, and it's run by some great people also. And also playing at Art Basel in Miami last year. That was an amazing week of some cool parties. Got to play Space on the ground floor, and also Factory Town as well. So yeah, that was really cool as well.
How was your night at Space?
Yeah, that was amazing. That was yeah, it was very surreal. I had never really been to Space before that. So yeah, that was really cool.
How different is it playing at a club if you've never ever been to that club before? Because I'm sure it's different. Like, for example, you said before, okay, you'd been to Circo Loco at DC10 before. And then you go and play there.
Yeah.
So you kind of know what it's like, you know your surroundings, you know what to expect. But going to play at a club that you've never entered before, is it a lot different to going somewhere where you have actually been before?
Yeah, of course. Like with DC10, Circo Loco, it's like I've been there so many times. I know, you know, with the sound, kind of like what the sound is like in the terrace, the booth as well, and then comparing that to somewhere that I'd never played, like Space. Yeah, it was very different because I'd only seen videos of it, you know, online, and I didn't even realize there were a few rooms at t Space. I thought it was just a terrace. So yeah, it's very different for sure.
How does the American crowd compare to the crowd in the UK?
Yeah, I mean it's very different. Like it's some areas they are more like switched on and aware of like the underground scene, not just like the more commercial side. But yeah, like certain places, Miami and New York are two of my favorite places that like I've been able to play in over there. So yeah, and Chicago as well.
Did you get to do a lot of sightseeing when you were over there?
Try to, but it's difficult when you're only there for like one day. It's like it's kind of hard, if you land if I land late, it's like it's difficult to be able to see anything. But hopefully when I go back to New York, I'm gonna be able to spend a bit more time to see some go and do sightseeing,
Before you went there in October, had you been before to New York?
No, never. That was the first time. I was there for like probably just under 24 hours. So yeah.
Ah, so you need some time
Yeah.
this time round to go
I
and
do, I do.
explore,
Yeah.
eat some good
Yeah,
food.
I do. For sure, for sure.
Will you do a round of quick fire questions with us to end?
Yeah, sure, go on.
Okay, all right. Favorite studio snack?
Cheetos
Cheetos
or Takis.
or Takis? The crisps
The hot one.
in the US are so different to the ones in the UK, aren't they? You need to have loads of snacks
Yeah,
over
sure.
there.
We do have Cheetos
Best hangover cure.
though. Electrolytes and drinking lots of water. But electrolytes is very good. Sure.
You can get in the studio with absolutely anyone. Who would it be?
Well.
Oh, good answer. Nice one.
Yeah. Well.
Festival, playing at festivals or playing at clubs?
Playing at clubs.
Why?
Generally, the vibe is just is better in clubs. It's more, I don't know, a festival, like the stages are so big and it's like the crowd's huge, which is great, but it's like sometimes the vibe's not always there, it's like a club, small room. It's more intimate vibes. I prefer that.
The club with the best sound system is.
Fabric.
I thought you were going to say that. Your favorite DJ to play back to back with?
Sess.
Seth. Something that you have too many of.
Too many of. That's a difficult one, I don't actually know. Something I got too many of. I'm looking around my room right now, trying to think. I don't even know. I don't think I have too many anything.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. What was the last thing that you googled?
Let me check my Google search. Was. Oh, flats in Manchester. Move on.
If you weren't a DJ and producer, what would you be?
I think I would probably be a designer like of some sort, and more in the fashion or art scene. It's always interested me. Something that I would still want to get into.
When you were at university and did you were you already working in music, or have you had other jobs that have been outside of music?
No, I hadn't had any prior jobs outside, inside, what, inside music or outside
Outside of
music?
music, have you ever done anything that's not music related as work?
Actually, no, really. I mean, I'd had like a did some work experience in IT, but apart from that, no, actually.
Wow. I can't believe that. I
Yeah,
think
so
you're like the
yeah.
youngest, because you said you started producing music at like 11 or 12 years old. Like, that's incredible. I don't think I've
Yeah.
ever interviewed anyone that's ever said that to me before.
Really, I mean, obviously it didn't become a career until maybe 2 years ago, like just after uni, but it was good timing, for me. It was good timing. It kind of worked out well
If
the way
somebody
it
had
did.
said to you like 4 or 5 years ago that this is what you'd be doing now, what would you have thought?
I mean, yeah, that would have been, I would have been like, that's crazy because, so it is always what I wanted to do, but it's always just about manifesting it and making it happen. That was always like, is it gonna work? But then, you get more progress, and it's like, okay, maybe it can work. So, yeah.
And here you are. The hard work all pays off from them 11 and 12 as an 11 or 12 year old, making music and watching YouTube and watching Boiler Room and BATV to this. It's amazing. Should be very proud.
Thank you, yeah, thank you.
Is there anything that you would like to say before your gig in New York in March to anybody that is thinking of coming down to see you play?
You guys should come down. It's gonna be a really good night. And is it a day party or is it a night party? I don't even know.
I'm gonna say it's a
I
night
think it's night.
party. Yeah.
I think it's a night party, yeah. So it's gonna be a fun night, and I can't wait to be back in Brooklyn and see you guys.
Thank you so much, Jaden. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.